a freilich in a Pesach Sheni. So I, since this is Parshas Emor and we're holding in Sefiras HaOmer, so the mitzvah Sefiras HaOmer is a curse, I thought it would be kedai to discuss, to start with that. Pesukim from this week's parsha: Usfartim lachem mimachras haShabbos miyom haviyachem es haOmer atznufa sheva shabbosos tumios tiyena. Right, the mitzvah of counting Sefiras HaOmer. Ab mimachras haShabbos hashvi tisperu chamishim yom vigravtem mincha chadash al Hashem umi moshvo seichem taviu lechem tenufa shtaim. The idea about bringing the special korban, this is the unique time period we're going to develop today to see what's so special about Sefiras HaOmer, especially since we're not actually bringing it, but unique things are happening and should be happening during this time period. The famous Gemara in Yevamos, which talks about the death of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, it says, Shnayim Aser Elef Zugim. Right, Talmidim Hayul Rebbe Akiva. So first of all, it doesn't tell us the sum. It just tells us there were 12,000 zug as a pair, chavrusas. So already we see that there's this sort of interpersonal relationship, and the fact that they're not being told the number of them in their total, we're being told there was 12,000 pairs of them. Right, and then it talks about where they live, Mikvas, Adan, and Tifros, V'chula Mesu Perekecha, and they all passed away during one period of time. Mipnei Shlonagu Kavod Ze Lozeh, because they didn't give Kavod. It's hard to understand. What was going on over there. They didn't give kavod to each other. The Talmidim Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's whole essence was v'yahaft l'reicha kamocha zeh klal gadol b'torah. I'm sure his Talmidim understood this, right? V'haya olam shomim. The world was desolate. Ad shibo Rabbi Akiva itzor aboseinu shebedorim. We went to the south. In Lehem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ziyortzeit lag ba'omer. Rabbi Lazar ben Shmua. Nehem hemidu Torah osushah. Right, so see, they reinstated the entire Torah. These five Talmidim came and rebuilt the Torah that was lost in the 24,000. They rebooted, but So the Tana Kula Mesu Pesach v'Atzeres. It says they died. Now the Gemara adds they died during Pesach. Atzeres is Shavuos. They all passed away during Sefiras HaOmer. Om Rav Chama Bar Ava Vitema Rav Chia Bar Avin Kula Mesu Misa Ro'a. They all died. Not only they died, fascinating that they died during a specific time period, they all died a very bad, evil death. Mahi Om Rav Yochanan Askara. That's when your throat contracts, right? And they suffocate. So that's what we were trying to figure out. Well, what's going on over here? Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim are not giving cover to each other, and they all passed away specific during this time period, and they all died a specific type of Misa Meshuna, right thing. So to try to...
And they didn't see what was happening to each other? To try to...
Right, it wasn't just on one day. They see there's a pattern here, right? We were talking about in the Novishir with Chiel, right? He's burying his kids. Well, you don't get it? You don't realize that like each kid's dying? You don't realize something's happening here? Everyone's passing away during Pesach and Shavuos? The whole Torah Shebaal Peh comes from Rabbi Akiva. The Arizal says this, and if you look, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about whenever you have a Stam Mishnah, Stam Sifri, Sifra, so it talks about who the author of these are in the next source, to Om Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnisin, Reb Meir. Okay, whenever you have a Stam Mishnah, we assume that's Reb Meir. Stam Tosefta is Rebbe Nehemiah. Stam Sifra is Rebbe Yehuda. Stam Sifri, Rebbe Shimon. Vikulahu, all these go, Aliba the Rebbe Akiva. All the Torah Shabbat that we have is coming from Rebbe Akiva. So the Ger, right? That's an important thing to remind us of. Not a Ger, that he comes from Ger, but he was an Am Haaretz for the first 40 years of his life. And the Neshama Rebbe Akiva was something quite remarkable. In Halach, and Shulchan Aruch brings down Nohagin Shelo Lisa Isha Bein Pesach Latzeres Ad Lag BaOmer, right? The minhag that we don't make weddings. Mipnei Sheba Osazman Meisu Tamid Rebbe Akiva. Because it's a little bit of a...
Down period.
Yeah, making weddings, right? There's in Halacha Beis, Nogin Shlol Histapir Adlag Ba'om, we don't get haircuts, Sha'om Rum, because in that place, Sha'az Posku Milovis, Milomus. People stop dying on Lag Ba'omer. So the way you have kind of to learn is that they stopped, it wasn't just that one day and then they died the rest of the days, they stopped on that day itself, and then the rest of the time was the next, the last part of it, was a different type of tekufa in that. But the Mishnah, the Gemara, I should say, said from Pesach until Shavuos. And then we have a Masorah that it stopped on Lag BaOmer. That's one of the reasons why Lag BaOmer is such a Simcha Nikadei. So there's a famous sometimes referred to as the Sephardic Mishneh Berurah, the Kaf HaChaim. Right? It's a very similar style work. It's different, but it's a very it's like a running pirush he has on what's called Orach Chaim and on Yoreh Deh as well. So the Kaf HaChaim writes in the source number 5, Hatam shel rabbis b'simcha b'pnei she'ba'os hazman meisa talmid Rabbi Akiva, right? Because that's why they died. Mikom akom birka shechianu mutar loymar be'ilu hayomim min haPesach ad lag ba'imir. You can still say shechianu. That's a key. People think that this is a. On the one hand, there are minhagim of avelus, right? Weddings and haircuts, etc. But you can make shechianu hagam the cost of the common later on simin tafkuf nun aleph. That's about the 3 weeks. Tov li zohir milom shechian bein mitzarim. Bein mitzarim is the 3 weeks. Shiny churban beis hamikdash dechamelon tefei. That's much more strict. You don't make shechian in the 3 weeks, but you could make shechian during the sfiras omer because, as we'll see, it's almost a balance. There is this.
So there's no purchase restrictions.
No, someone has you can purchase clothing, something like that. Yeah. In the next one, he takes more of a little Kabbalistic idea. He brings a lot of Kabbalah to Kaf HaChaim. He says, "Ulesibas heyosan mimoichin dekatnus." They had small mindedness, a place of constriction. Lechein hayu mibechinas hadinim hakashim v'hayu kitrogim v'sonim zeh v'zeh. Right, as it says in the Gemara, "Shlon hayu nohagin kovod zeh v'zeh." They came from a place of small minds. Of din is constriction is like being held back. The Talmidim of the Talmidim, right? That they held back, skip the parentheses. Kasher bo yimei haomer, but shebein pesach laetzer shaz huzman katnas. This is a time of dinim. In other words, it's not just that the Talmidim Rabbi Akiva started acting this way during Sfiras Omer. They were acting like this throughout the year.
Right.
So then why now he's addressing? Why did it come out now? Because this was a time of strict judgment. Right, in other words, the meat of Hashem's gevuro is sholeit in the world right now. The meat is din shel katnus. So he explains, but that all changed on Lag Ba'Omer, the meat of Hod. The Pesach Sheni is when we started now the week of Hod, which is a change. In the Sfarim that discuss the Sfiros, they discuss that there's a certain almost a changeover that happens during Hod, especially on Lag Ba'Omer. Hod Shebehod, but that it's a meat of Rachmim is now taking over on them. On the left hand side, it's Bechinas Rachmim Besod Elokim Chayim Ve'oz Posku Mil Movis. That's why they stopped dying now, because on Lag Ba'Omer it was a new type of Hanhagen Shemayim. So therefore, we do these things to remind ourselves to distance from sinna, from hatred, v'akina, from jealousy, v'ataiva, from desires, v'gaivin, our egos, v'akovod, in honor, v'liknos midas, avas, avo, v'anov, v'hashalom. So what we should be focusing on during Sfiras HaOmer, and this idea is, why do we have the scruffy beards and there's no chasnas? Because we're supposed to be focusing on achieving our proper midos now, as part of, as we'll see, hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Avo, humility, right? Peace, getting along with everybody. This is a very special time period.
So the midos may have converted over, but on the other hand, they were already all dead, right? There was nothing else to stop, right? There were no students left at that point, right?
Yes, so I think they have to learn there were some Talmidim still, because poskul mavis means that they stopped dying. It doesn't make sense if they all died.
Right.
So must be there were some left over. Must be the what, I guess.
They go to the south to get five something.
They rebuilt. He traveled south. The Gemara over there has a whole discussion. It's talking really about the mitzvah puravu, yivamos. And it says if a person had children when they're young, they shouldn't have children when they're older in age. If you learn Torah and you talk to me when you're young, you should continue to teach Talmidim when you're elderly. It brings this whole story. The famous Gemara is over there. That's the context. Rabbi Akiva, could you imagine just the strength of spirit of Rabbi Akiva? You know, how would the Rebbe feel? He sees that all of his Talmidim are dying. What am I doing wrong? Must be Hashem doesn't want me to teach them. I'm doing something incorrect. And then nevertheless, he realizes.
So what is it that between those 30 days?
Which means?
The 30 days. That's so special.
Why is that? So let's try to develop that. The Ramban, in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Emor, explains it really. Chol HaMoed is what one is, Sfiras HaOmer is. If you think about this, Chol HaMoed are the intermediate, I think that's the translation, like the intermediate days of the holiday. Imagine Pesach, the whole unit is first day's Yom Tov, and Shavuos is second day's Yom Tov, and you have a 7-week Chol HaMoed. It's the famous Ramban. He says, Look in the next source. Hayamim hasefurim beinasayim kechulo shel moed. It's chol moed, right? Bein rishon the shmini bechag hu yom matan Torah sheheram bo es isho hagadolo devarav shalmu mitoch ha'ish lekach yikro b'rabaseinu b'chalach makom chag ha'shavuos atzeres. Stopping kihu kiyom shmini shel chag shenikro hakosuv chen. It's like the ending period. That's why Shavuot is called the Tzeres. But it's chol moed is a chash of a thing. So we're living in a very special time. Now you have to balance it. There is this midas adin that's happening, but yet there's some sort of preparation that's supposed to be happening. That we're moving towards something. We're moving and we're counting and we're working on ourselves, like the midos, like the Kaf HaChaim said, to try to get to there. So this idea about building bar midos, this is really an important yisod. A lot of the svarim discussed. Maybe if you look in Pirkei Avos from yesterday's Perek Shlishi, number 8. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer, im ein Torah ein derech eretz. If you don't have Torah, you don't have derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz. If you don't have proper midos, ein Torah. Right. So what does it mean? If he flips it both, if you don't have Torah, you don't have midos. You don't have midos, you don't have. Torah. The Rebbeinu Yonah says underneath, "Ruatzalomer shetzarech techila lesakin es atzmo b'midos." The first thing you have to work on is your midos. Uveze tishkon haTorah alav, right? That then the Torah can dwell with a person. She'ena shochenes beguf she'ena bal midos tovos. The Torah won't be with a person who doesn't have good midos. You might have someone who's a big scholar, but that's like an encyclopedia. That's not a Talmud Chacham. Encyclopedia means you have a good memory. You can spit back things, but a Talmud Chacham is one who has good proper midos. That's why the Rambam writes how careful Talmud have to be to make Chas V'Shalom, like a Echil Hashem. Very important. But the first thing, the pre-1A, the what's it called in college, like the course requirements?
Requisites.
Yeah. The requisites for Torah is midos. Yeah? And the Gra writes this also. The Gra has a sefer called Evan Shlema. Right, the background is fascinating. They asked the Vilna Gaon, is it true that the whole world history is like going through the Sefer of a Chumash? That the beginning of time was Bereishis, and as the years go by, we're getting through, and close, when Mashiach comes, will be the end of the Chumash Devarim. He says, yes, it's true. So he says, where are we now? And he told them where in Devarim they were, and he says, Where are you in the Torah? He says, where's your pasuk? They ask, is it true? Everybody has some remnants of themselves in the Torah. So he said this pasuk of Evan Shlema. So Evan Shlema means talking about having fair measurements. You can't have like a big stone and a small stone. You have to have a Evan Shlema. So he said, the Vilna Gaon, how's that a remez to you, Evan Shlema? So look, he says, Evan is spelled Aleph Beis Nun Eliyahu Ben Shlomo, which was the Vilna Gaon's name. See that? Evan Shlema, if you read Notrikin, it becomes Eliyahu ben Shlomo, which is his name and his father's name. So the girl writes that this idea of Evan Shlema, about working on midos, kol avoidas Hashem toli betikon hamidos, shem kimo levush lemitzvos l'chlali haTorah. This is the most important thing you can work on. We have from Rav Chaim Vital also that the idea is that you have to have, when you're making a building, right? So you want to make a skyscraper. So you have to have a solid foundation for that. The stronger foundation, the greater, more magnificent building you can construct on that. But if you have quicksand, if you have like a very faulty foundation, no building is going to go up. So your midos are the yisod. That's why he writes, that's why there's not even, the Rechem Vital points out that there's no mitzvah in the Torah of having midos. It's derech eretz kodmah l'Torah, because you have to have proper midos before you can come to Torah. You can't even shaykh to talk about midos until you get it. That's why when you explain that, you have all these stories, the lessons that we learn in Chumash Bereishis before we get to the mitzvahs. The Netziv has an idea like this, that's why the Sefer Bereishis is called Sefer Yesharim, though, to be upright. It's the highest level. Avraham, who davens for people even those who are diametrically opposed to his outlook. Right, we were talking about yesterday in Pirkei Avos how Avraham Avinu, more than anybody else who ever walked the face of this earth, his philosophy, his ideas, he created a revolution. Billions of people are following the teachings of Avraham Avinu, right? Jews, Christians, Muslims. But he had midos. He had proper midos then. In Yitzchak, the people tried to harm him, Avimelech, all the generals. Yaakov, with Lavan, he's being cheated. Nevertheless, he tries. He does the right thing. So that's the idea of having proper midos. And then we can come to Parshas Mishpatim. Then you can get all the nitty-gritty halachas. But kodem kol, we have to have proper midos.
So why don't we flip it around and start with You mean Derech Eretz
in Torah? Oh, the Mishnah? So you have to have both. No, it's because it's not just enough to have Godmidos. You have to have, I'm a very nice guy. I don't get upset. People cut me off in the car. I don't care. But I don't learn. So I'm an Aretz. So you have to have both. You have to have, but you have to have Midos is the so, but don't think just Midos is the end of it. Mm-hmm. So I heard of Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson said, you know, you have a cardiac Jew. They're good Jews in their hearts. He said, but you're holding all that Judaism inside. It gives you such pressure and stress in your heart. You have to let it expand. Become a cardiac Jew. Let Judaism expand throughout your body. Become Jewish in your feet, in your legs, in your toes, in your arms, in your heart, in your head. Let Judaism spread out through your whole body. Don't just bottle up in one place. So you can have I have good mitos. Okay, but let the mitos have tachlis and keep Hashem's Torah and mitzvahs as well. Okay, let me just move on a little bit. We'll go to the last page. There's the Maharal, who Rav Schechter pointed out that in his lifetime, the Maharal was known as a posek. After the Maharal passed away, then his reputation became more of a mekubal, a philosopher. You know, there's beautiful ideas, but that really wasn't his reputation in his lifetime. But he has a chedushi agados on that Gemara Nivamos, which that we started with. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim passing away. So let's start at the beginning. It says v'chu amesu. The definition of life is giving kavod to another. Moshe Amru beperek bnei ha'ir gemar megillah b'maharach deyamim. Right, so over there they're asking different people, why did you live such a long life? What mitzvah did you do? What zchus? Lo nischadani bekaloin chaver. I never honored myself by embarrassing somebody else. So you see, kavod is the answer for why he had a long life, right? You follow the connection? Mm-hmm. Why did you have a long life? Because I didn't get kavod at the expense of anybody else. Okay, skip a little bit where it's underlined. Uma shemesim pesach ad atzeres. So he's going to address this issue that we just talked. Why is it? Why is it now? Why is it during this time period? Af shazman hu yoyser tov mikol hazmanim. Right, it's the greatest time. The Ramban that we saw. It's chol moed. Im kolze mesu. Nevertheless, despite this is such a special time period, this is when they passed away. Vigaman also mesu baskara. They died with this. I think it's called asphyxiation. Right? Is that the medical term for it? Asphyxiation.
Diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
I saw words.
Something about a skin covering your lungs.
Yeah, it's a thing where they couldn't. You couldn't breathe.
I mean, asphyxiation is one way of means the same. I mean. It certainly means not being able to breathe.
Not being able to breathe. So it's misa mishuna, right? There's this abnormal type of death. Lahodia, to let you know, shechotu, v'loyim b'teva mesu, that realize they're dying because they did something wrong. There was a chait over here. It wasn't just a coincidence. Everyone happened to die. There's misa mishuna during this particular time. But no, Hashem was bringing out a special point. V'od yesh, l'farish ki hazman hazeh, mipesach v'ataterez, mora al kovet ha'torah. Oh, so the Kav, this is a special time preparing for Shavuos where we have to have Kavod HaTorah. Umadregas HaTorah Shehi Mis'ala Ad Shar HaChemishim. So this is a beautiful idea that the Torah goes up to the Shar HaChemishim. And that will be the next line. Lefikach HaSefira Zayin Shavuos Mid Madrega Acher Madrega. So we could talk for this just one line itself for a shir. But to try to explain what the Maharal is saying, there is a yesod that the Maharal has in many of his writings, that the number 7 is this world. Natural world is always 7, right? 7 days of the week. You have 7 colors in the rainbow.
Scales of music.
7, right? 7 notes. That's one of my favorite to point out. Because technically speaking, you don't have to divide up the octave that way. Okay, but we'll talk more about music a different time. But you have the 7. You have 7, right? I say 8 is lamala min hateva. Something that breaks the natural order. Like Bris Milah, it's Lamala Min Hateva. 8 is always above this world, and 7 is this world. So what the Maharal is telling us, what's the deep spiritual work they're supposed to be doing during these 7 weeks? 7 is this world. 7 times 7 means every type of permutation, every type of thing that this world could have, every single thing in Olam Hazeh, the Torah is lifted above that. Madrega, madrega. What we're slowly doing now today, in the 29th day of the Omer, that we're bringing up the Torah, each day gets more and more chashivas in our eyes, till the point we come to the Shar Chamishim, to the 50th level of Shavuos, right? Because again, if 8 is above 7, right? So then 50 is above 49, right? It's above this world. What we're doing is we're bringing the Torah higher and higher up in our Cheshivas, in the Kavod. Kavod means that I attach significance to something, right? In Hebrew, like if you ask someone's carrying a package, you say, Kaveh lecha? Is it too heavy for you, right? Is it weighty to you? Is it something you have significance? To give kavod to a person, to an institution, to an idea, means that this is something significant. This is something chashiv. This is something I have significance. This is the time, says the Maharal, we're supposed to be giving kavod to the Torah. And by doing that, we're elevating it level by level by level until we get to the, he calls the Shar HaChamishim, the 50th level. Which means by the end of Shavuos, if we did it correctly, there is nothing in this world more important than Torah. Right? If we come to Shavuos morning, and in our mind, you know, Torah's pretty chashiv. That's a good thing to believe. You know, in my mind, it's like, it's better than an iPhone, right? That's fine. Torah's better than an iPhone, but it's not as good as, like, you know, a mansion. Like, a nice house, that'd be even better than Torah. So, like, I didn't bring the Torah out of this world. I didn't elevate the Torah above this world. Because I'm still thinking in terms of what something this world can offer, something gashmius, and I didn't elevate the Torah above that. That's the avodah we're supposed to be working on to take 7. That's the midos, right? You know, as we know, people who say the different, what's it called? By Sphiris Omer, right? Hod Sheba Hod, Chesed Sheba Chesed, Tiferes Sheba Netzach, all these things. You're taking all 7 midos and each subcategory of the 7 midos and you're bringing it above and beyond. So that's what we're supposed to be working on. Now, let's put this back. Continuing inside, he says, Veheim lo nosnu kovel the Torah, lin ho kovel zeh bezeh. So the Talmidim were not doing this. They were not bringing the kovel out. Lefikach, Mesim, Pesach, Yadatzeres, Davka. That's why specifically they're death occurred during this time. Right? He brings out that kavod is mispar dahainu lamed beis. Right? Kavod is gematria 32. Right? So lamed beis yom v'lag ba'omer poska. So for the first 32 days they weren't giving out the kavod. They weren't bringing out the 32. That's the 32 days that they passed away. Afalgav the Omer Shemais Min Pesach VeAtzeres, even though really it doesn't work with the Gemara because it said they died, they went from Pesach until Atzeres. Mikol Malkam HaGezera Pasuk B'Lag BaOmer, right? Shelo Cholu Yoser Rak Osim Shechala Mikodem Lag BaOmer Mesu LaAch Lag BaOmer. So you're right, they did continue to die, but no additional people got sick. That's why he explains it. In other words, the Gemara said they passed away from Pesach until Atzeres. So now we're saying, no, it stopped at Lag BaOmer. It says, no new people got sick. But those who had been sick already in the first 32 days, they continued and they passed away until the end. That's why somehow the minhag of keeping a velus keep the entire sphera. They keep the entire sphera. So what does it mean? Then you make a cheshbon. If you subtract all the days of Chol HaMoed, if you subtract Rosh Chodesh, you select all the Shabbos, Pesach, then it comes out to out of the 49 days, you have 32 days left. That's how they bring it out, but that's an very important idea, and I think that you know, obviously we all have what to work on, but this idea of preparing for the Torah, of elevating it in our own minds, of giving a cheshivas to Torah. You know, many of us, when we were growing up, so then there were other professions that were seen to be like the most chush of a thing, right? A good Jewish doctor, right? We're not knocking any doctors, but like a doctor, a lawyer, an accountant, whatever, you know, a good Jewish job. But like, you know, president. But you know what I mean? To give cheshivas to a lamdan, to a Talmud Chacham, to make Torah a priority in our lives. And even if, you know, like a story from Rav Goldwicht many years ago. He told us in Camp Masorah in the Kollel. He was after every morning after Davin, he used to say over a psalm from him, Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal. And he related a story, maybe it was in a shmooze, maybe not in the psalm, but he said over, somebody once came to him, Shlomo Zalman, and he was a big Rosh Hashiva, and he said, my kids, they don't care so much about learning. But my neighbor, he's an appliance repairman. His kids, they're machshiv Torah. They take it so seriously. They're talmid chachamim. I'm the Rosh Yeshiva. My kids don't care much about it. He's the appliance repair person. His kids love it. What's the difference? So Shlomo Zalman told him, because what did your kids hear growing up? You're the Rosh Yeshiva. So you came home. Everyone sat around the table by dinner. And you said, oh, this one said a shir. Wasn't so good. This one said a svara. It was a weak svara. This one said this. And you're knocking everybody. Your neighbor, the repairman, came home and said, oh, I had 2 minutes to learn today. Let me share with you a beautiful Mishnah I saw. Let me share with you a Dvar Torah I heard while I was waiting for the bus. Everything that he said about the Torah, it wasn't how much it was learned, but the way it was given over, such a sweetness, such a chashivas. So the kids heard that. They saw that. Your Torah, you heard you were knocking down everybody. They weren't giving respect to each other. So when you see that, you can understand why there's not going to be a kiyum for that. So I think a practical takeaway from this, to the remaining time we have left, there's a lot of time to still work on this, is this idea of being machshiv the Torah, of whatever, right, whether it's a lot or whether it's a little, but to give chashivas to the Torah that we're able to learn. And if we have, for whatever reason, our schedule permits us to give 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, 2 hours a day, but that's the fruit of our day. That's the highlight of our day, the time we have, Sunday morning to come out and learn. But that's the idea that this is what it's all about. It's about learning. And now, okay, I know I have responsibilities, I have things I have to do, a family, a commitment, jobs, etc. But still, when you ask me what's my tachlis, what's the shar hachamishim, what's the highest thing in my life, it's Hashem and His Torah.
Okay. What about the zugot?
Yeah, so I think they're pointing out that it was called zugos because they wanted to point they didn't die in a vacuum. They died because they weren't giving kavod to each one's chavrusa. There's more sources in it talking about that maybe they spoke lashon hara about their chavrusa. They weren't machshiv. Anytime you have chavrusa, there's always one person who's a little bit stronger, right? So Rabbi Moshe Wolfson Shlita gave this mashal. He said, you always have, in a chavrusa, you have someone, maybe the better Bekiyas, maybe the better Be'ian, maybe they're sharper in learning, whatever it is, you always have ones a little bit higher. So they didn't give kavod to the one who was a little bit higher up. It's a sensitive point. We have to understand these were very, very, very high level neshamas. Hashem is medaktik, tzadikim kachut hasara, they're judged a very strict standard. So on their level, they weren't giving kavod. It's hard to understand, but for our level, we definitely know what it means to give kavod to a fellow Jew. Okay, shkoyach.